The City of Boston today releases a plan on preparing for the impact of climate change and how to mitigate it. As WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, the report includes dozens of recommendations for new steps to further reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the city.
Standing on Boston's Long Wharf, the city's chief of economic development, John Barrows, recalls what the site looked like at this time last year. A January nor'easter brought record high tides as Boston Harbor bubbled over onto land.
We're at ground zero here.
Barrows is part of a steering committee that spent the past year working on a plan to prepare for storms like that, as well as the effects of climate change and rising sea levels.
When we think about what 2 to 5 feet means, which is some of the conservative estimates of sea rise, 2 feet, this place would probably be underwater every day.
In the report the committee's issuing are dozens of recommendations with overarching themes behind them. The city aims to reduce the number of cars on the road. And so to meet that goal, the report calls for installing new bike lanes and building more affordable and environmentally friendly housing. This is all to meet an existing goal of reducing the city's greenhouse gas emissions to 25% less than their 2005 rates by the year 2025. Vivian Lee is the president of the Boston Harbor Association and co-chair of the committee that produced the report.
It's not just enough for large property owners to say, okay, we have a recycling program, or we'll dim the lights when we're not in the offices. It means that all of us, 24/7, are living a lifestyle that's going to make a difference over time.
That could mean biking to work for some. For others, re-insulating their homes to use less heat in the winter, even planting trees. One part of the report calls for 35% of Boston to have tree cover. Many city objectives also center on construction, specifically building with climate change and possible sea level rise in mind. David Begelfer is the CEO of NIOP Massachusetts, the Commercial Real Estate Development Association. He praises the city for addressing climate change, but has concerns. The biggest is whether the city will impose more stringent environmental regulations on developers. He says he'd rather see the free market implement those measures.
You know, where the market can respond on its own, it's best to let that happen. Cities and states should be involved when the market isn't responsive. And there are a number of buildings that are being built right now down in the Seaport area, and they are being built in response to some of the concerns that there are regarding storm surge and flooding.
The report calls for the city to examine rezoning along the waterfront and possible regulation on how green buildings have to be. Back at Long Wharf, Economic Development Chief John Barrow says either way, it's good for the city's economy.
Going green is good for the bottom line. Making sure that people understand the savings is really important, but also recognizing the value in terms of job creation is critical. Over the last 4 years, since 2010, we've seen an increase in 47% of green jobs in the area. That's 28,000 jobs.
Barrows and others who worked on the report say the city's 2025 emissions goal is doable, but much more challenging is meeting the goal for 2050, which calls for emissions to be 80% less than their 2005 levels. Reaching that goal, the report says, will require a transformation of Boston's energy and transportation infrastructure. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.